So if Twitter isn't the best way to decode changes in our culture, well, maybe we need to turn to the pros. Liz Crawford is a scenario planner. Large corporations hire her to help them invest in the future.
An official future is something that most scenario planners want to avoid. Mostly, you want to have two or three different scenarios. Many times, forward-thinking companies are trying to develop strategies when they're trying to make investments. If those investments are, let's say, a portfolio of bets on what might happen in 10 years or in 20 years, you want to have a few different scenarios to say, well, we're going to bet 20% on the idea that this may happen and 10% on this idea. And so by the time that horizon year actually comes to pass, at least some of those things may have panned out. It's a way of trying to minimize risk and to try to maximize opportunity.
Are there some factors that you look at more intently than others?
Well, there is a tool called STEEP, and that's an acronym for social, technological, environmental, economic, and political. STEEP is really a framework for thinking about conditions that will lead to the future. So the conditions themselves can change, but the factors are basically always in play. Each one of those factors is considered and thought out, usually thought out in a group. So you really want a whole range of different types of minds in the room. What we might do is put together, you know, what are the social factors for that horizon year? Aging populations in Europe, genetic and stem cell technology. People in medicine are actually growing new organs for transplant, like ears and heart valves and bladders. Environmental, water usage rates are increasing. We know that the world's population will double in 43 years if growth continues at this pace. So what would the implications be of water shortages? In terms of economics, we've seen global debt crisis coming, and the last is political. We've got everything from Arab Spring here to cyber terrorism and everything in between.
Wow. When you look at those, is there one that you're likely to give more weight to?
Well, it depends on the company, of course. So if the company is, say, a consumer packaged goods company, they may be concerned about certain kinds of commodities. So something like water shortages could potentially impact the price of some of their ingredients or some of the things they need to make those products. And one of the kinds of tools that futurecasters use is they get all these diverse thinkers in the room, and then they say, all right, let's set the horizon year for, you know, 2025 or something like that. They throw out a bunch of conditions, and then this diverse group of thinkers comes up with fantasy newspaper headlines. Water war breaks out in South Asia. Apple sells the first DNA-based computer. So these are the kinds of things that they'll play with to sort of say, okay, well, what are the implications of that for our business? If you had been a manufacturer of buggy whips and the car was coming along, you might say, well, heck, what happens if this thing takes off? You might develop some strategies to sort of say, well, we're really good in, you know, making leather goods. Let's try to sell our services to the makers of cars for their seats.
Of course, you're looking at big trends, too. This isn't a matter of the fashion industry trying to decide whether purple is going to be next year's color. This is bigger than that.
Well, those are very short term. You have things like fads. So scenarios aren't really fads. And then you've got other kinds of trends like, for example, staycations. Well, we might have predicted staycations, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, say, if we had had a scenario that said we're going to have a housing bubble and we're going to have all these other kinds of problems and what are people going to do? Well, they're not going to be traveling, so they might be at home, and what kinds of goods and services could we develop that might meet those needs? However, you're right. For the most part, we're looking a little bit further out, and we are, generally speaking, looking for things like where should we put our investments?
Do you also look backwards when you're looking forwards? Do you look at what has happened?
I have not seen scenario development that looks backward. Maybe somebody's doing it, and I just don't know, and that's totally possible.
Don't you think it would be valuable to look at experience, though?
Well, I think that if you include some experts in the room, they come with the knowledge of history in their area. They're sort of already entrenched and steeped in that, so you're going to get the benefit of some of that knowledge and wisdom in the form of those experts.
Do you have a probable future that you think about?
I have some ideas about what some of the most influential factors will be in the next 5 to 10 years. And some of the most influential factors would include the water shortages. And I think that the increasing wealth gap is going to worsen that. I think that scarcity of water could potentially lead to rising prices worldwide on all kinds of commodities, and could also have the impact of shifting economic power from areas like the Middle East to water-rich areas like South America. I think that developments in genetic engineering could mean that life expectancy, especially for those who have access to, you know, healthcare and people who are wealthier, those folks could have a life expectancy of 150 to 180 years by, say, 2020. I think that that's not unrealistic at all.
Liz Crawford's latest book is The Shopper Economy,